Welcome. Last year, December, when we didn't have any idea about what next year would bring and that we would be in a lockdown and experiencing the results of a virus, I spoke to you during Advent time about Jesus Christ who would suddenly come to his temple. Yes, that was fulfilled when Jesus ultimately came in Bethlehem. But it's fulfilled sometimes in multiple ways. And he would come as the refiner of his church. And as we come to the end of this lockdown of churches, I would like to return there with you for a moment, because there's things that are helpful to think about and meditate on together. Malachi 3 verse 3 says this, "And he," that is Jesus, the messenger, "he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." Malachi was called to bring a difficult message. Why? Because he had to confront the religious people and the religious leaders of his day. What was the problem? God did not accept their sacrifices. They were defiled. They were not pleasing to God because they brought some lame animals and some polluted sacrifices. And the priests, who were supposed to say, "No, that's not right," were not saying anything. They were all fine with it. But just as then, it doesn't really matter what people say. Most of all, what matters is what God says and sees in our lives, in our worship. What does he see? That's what matters. Now, things in Malachi's days has become so bad that in chapter 1 verse 10, the Lord shows and asks, "Is there someone who can please shut the door of the temple?" Literally, the verse 1:10 says, "Oh, that someone among you would shut the door so that you may not light my altar in vain." Beloved, the doors of our churches have been shut for some time. Not just by someone, but actually by the Holy Lord God. Now, I don't assume that I know every reason why the Lord did that in our days, but we do know that the Lord's word is still applicable to our day, relevant. We do know that in the days of Malachi, it was because the worship didn't please God. God had become an addition in their lives. He did not have the rightful first place that he ought to have. What place does he have in our lives? In Malachi's days, there was idolatry, there was selfishness, there was stinginess toward the God's service, immorality even. And the leaders who talked the talk but didn't walk the walk. How about us? What did God see before the doors were closed? And what does he see now the doors open again? In Malachi's days, God was looking for someone to close those doors. And in our days, he did so for about 4 months. And so as the doors of God's house are opening again, and we can slowly begin to gather for worship again, will the Lord be pleased with our worship? Not just in church, but the worship of your and my life, everyday worship. In the time that lies behind us, in the time of the virus, with the lockdown, when the Lord came suddenly, as it were, to his temple and came by a purifying fire, because Jesus is still the refiner of his church. When we now rejoice that the church doors are opening again, can you and I say Jesus has become more necessary and more precious to me in these days and in my life? Jesus has come to my life as a refiner, exposing my sins and my sinful worship and leading me to himself. Because, beloved, there is no doubt that one of the purposes of sudden events like pandemics is that the church would be more focused on the things above and that God would have the first place in our lives as he ought to have. That Jesus would be visible in our lives and that we seek to live out of him more. So, beloved, these past four months, when we were, as it were, in the crucible of the pandemic, and Christ was purifying the church, Jesus was intently looking, according to our text, at your and my life. What did he see? When the fires were stoked up a little hotter, and the heat was on, and our lives are in the crucible of this strange time, what sins did suddenly surface in our lives of which we thought that they were not there? Discontentment, perhaps? Temptations? Materialism? Anger? Impatience? You fill in the blank. What did you find in your heart? How about our worship? Are we more in awe of Jesus Christ after all these devotions presented to you day by day, Sunday by Sunday? Because there's only one goal the Lord has, and he will use everything he needs to accomplish that one goal in the life of every believer, including the fires and the difficulties of our lives, the pandemics, the closed church doors. He will use it in our lives to bring greater Christ-likeness in the lives of each of his children, or to grab for the first time our attention for the gospel if we live as an unbeliever, or it will ultimately lead to our condemnation. Oh, that these days and reflections on these days would lead us to repentance and trust in Jesus Christ, so that as our text says, that we may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness, so that he can be pleased with how we worship, how we live. God wants us to bring pleasing sacrifices to him. I hope it's become your question more and more. Lord, how? How can my life be more pleasing? How can my sacrifices, my worship, be more pleasing? Well, the answer is when your righteousness is in Jesus Christ. His sacrifices were perfect. He was found perfect. His perfect sacrifice was pure and holy and acceptable in the sight of God from the start to it is finished. And through faith, we are only through faith found in him, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Only then our sacrifices are acceptable in our worship. Is your trust firmly in Jesus Christ at this moment? So, if you're a believer, it was Jesus who really bowed himself over your life these past 4 months, intently looking into your lives, putting us in the crucible of suffering so that the dross could consume and the silver that was dim and ugly can now become pure and beautiful. Is that what was happening in your life? Then be assured, you will continue to refine, intently watching your life if you are a true believer and your trust is in Jesus Christ, until he looks at the silver and it's so beautiful and shiny that he sees in your life the image of himself in that silver, until he knows this one is ready to be made up as one of my jewels in the crown of my glory. Malachi 3 verse 17.